Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Sahaki. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Rocco reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is walked intentionally. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Kell scores. Busch moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. McGee goes all the way around to score. Estilella moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Kell moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Busch bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell scores. Rosar moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Rosar moves to third. Busch moves to second. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Rosar. The throw to Smith covering the plate. The slide. Rosar is out. Busch moves to third. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Heath trying to get to second. Estalella throws the ball into Hall, who tags Heath for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sahaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming. Siebert reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salveson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Rocco moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rocco scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to third. Heath moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bush strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bush out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Salvesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Salvesen hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 3 in the game. Sahaki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella, who is chasing the ball. Sahaki reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sahaki scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a line drive towards first. Siebert catches it and steps on first to double up Meyer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-4 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. Two outs. Felix Makovich pinch hits for Al Sahaki. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.